Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina made landfall on the Gulf Coast, devastating New Orleans and kicking off a years-long recovery process. Former KYW Suburban Bureau Chief and anchor Brad Siegel was in New Orleans in what was supposed to be a weekend trip to drop his son off at college, but ended up being a week-long front row seat to one of the worst natural disasters in American history. We get more from KYW's Jim Melwert.
Brad Siegel was in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit on August 28, 2005, to drop his son off for his freshman year at Tulane University. He says he was out on Canal Street the night after watching the storm blow through, and while there was damage, they thought they'd drop their son off the next morning, then head back to Philly.
Little did we know that the levees in New Orleans were overwhelmed by the water, and when we woke up the next morning, there was 6 feet of water surrounding our hotel.
Siegel and his family were trapped in the hotel until Thursday with no electric, no running water, and limited supplies and safety concerns as 80% of New Orleans was underwater, that water loaded with sewage and disease.
We had a front row seat to the looting, the fires that were being set on Canal Street, what was going on outside. We had heavily armed New Orleans police officers in our hotel.
With limited fuel, the hotel could run a backup generator for short periods, the only time the phones would work, allowing Brad to call into KYW and go live with anchors and to find out what was going on outside his hotel. Siegel says he knows he and his family were lucky they had security, supplies, though limited, and a home to go back to, while many residents of New Orleans lost everything. He's visited New Orleans several times and calls it his adopted city. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.